in one of their properties had tested out a program that helps the transition from some people coming out of incarceration into an educational program that then helps them in place, getting job placement, and then just natural daily, everyday life acclimation, basically.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our guests for today, Ken and Rachel Wick from Higher Point Investing. It's so great to have you guys on. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, really excited to, you know, hear all about your mission and your work in the real estate space. I know you're doing some very exciting stuff. So why don't you two start us off by giving us a bit of background as to how and why you got into real estate.
Sure. Background for us, we were both in the education world, me for 30 years, Rachel for 24. We've had rental properties since 2003, 2004. And really, it kind of goes to Rachel's family about why we got into real estate in the first place.
Yeah. So as teachers, we were a little concerned with having enough income for our family or leaving a legacy. We have six children. So we kind of started to think, what else could we do? As many people do in their, you know, 30s. And we started to reflect back as to what my family had done to kind of increase wealth. And my grandparents had bought a fourplex out in California, out in Orange County, back in the 70s. And when we used to go visit them, they lived in the fourplex. So they kind of house hacked a fourplex. And then it ended up that my aunt lived there and my great grandma lived there. And so really they were only renting out one apartment outside of our own family, but it did well by them. And after my grandpa passed away, my grandma sold it, but she retained the note on it. So she became the lender then. And then after that was done, then she invested in a couple more properties, and it just kept growing as the appreciation in California, as you know, just went crazy. So when she passed away, there were six of us grandkids and we all got a significant inheritance, which started our property journeys. And so that's kind of when we kicked it off. We started with a triplex.
That's so cool. What a great, wonderful way to kind of introduce yourself to real estate, just having a family history in doing that. Do you happen to know, I'm just curious, if you know what it was that inspired your grandparents to start buying real estate?
So, and I think they kind of had an entrepreneurial spirit. They had owned like a meat shop, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. So they'd already been business owners. That's all I can think. I never even thought when I was younger to ask. Or even think it was weird that I'm roller skating around an apartment complex that my grandparents live in and my aunt, like it was like communal living, you know?
Yeah.
The whole place is a family.
Totally. So. Yeah, that's really cool. And were you debating other potential ways to put that money to work when you got that inheritance?
So back, I'm going to date myself here. So have you ever heard of Carlton Sheets?
Yes, I have heard of Carlton Sheets, but I never consumed any of his content. So tell us.
So this was kind of back before you could look up everything on YouTube and, you know, and learn a lot. Just if you don't know what you don't know, we bumped into a commercial from Carlton Sheets on creative financing for purchasing real estate. And like I said, was in education, didn't have a lot of extra funds, but I did have summers off and the children were young. And I have no idea how I still had time to consume it all. But I personally became very interested in it all and started without fear, which now, you know, we've learned a lot through the mistakes of me not having fear, you know, by not being prepared and not learning ahead, which I totally suggest everybody takes time to to really dig in and learn about property management and running properties before they buy stuff. But that was it. Just started making offers. Everything we've purchased since then, we have gotten some form of creative financing on. So I'd like people to know it's completely possible, no matter where you're at and where your financial situation is.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's so much power to that, and excited to dive more into those types of stories, you know, as we get into the interview. So Carlton Sheets, taking it back to, I guess maybe that was the 90s. Is that right? Or
yeah,
I'm just curious. You don't have, I mean, don't feel shy.
2003.
Okay. Okay. That's not even in the last, you know, century. That's funny. Okay. Okay, great. So, and were you both on board with this at the time that you were deciding to get in, and how has that been working with each other?
Once Rachel and I are married the second time, we're on our second marriage. And so once we got together, by that time we started looking at, we had the triplex, we looked at a duplex and purchased that. We had two single family houses. Mm-hmm. And one other, didn't we?
Three
single family houses. Yours. So yeah, we were on board from that point in time. Unfortunately, between the two of us, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but circumstantially between the two of us, we had six children, and they were all between the ages of about 5 and 12. Mm-hmm. And so we had to spend quite a bit of time taking care of them, which is great. So as those years went by, as the kids moved through junior and senior high school and graduated and moved out of the house, once we got to a point where most of them were out of the house, we had more free time to be able to pursue real estate. So since our local properties were doing okay, we started to think, hey, maybe we should move into something a little bit bigger. So we ended up taking a real estate course from the RE Mentor Group out of Boston, on how to syndicate multifamily and underwrite and look for deals and that kind of thing. And that happened in 2019. By the end of that year, we found ourselves face-to-face with investors from Las Vegas who invited us to be in on two of their deals. And things kind of took off from there.
Okay, very cool.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, lux-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
And just, you know, a lot of people don't start out with like sort of smaller properties, and then eventually something tips them off, right? Just decide, should we do something bigger? So what was that for you guys?
Go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
Okay. So, you know, we're do-it-yourselfers. And so we had remodeled, you know, we by ourselves had redone a duplex. Now we're working on our triplex. It was time to kind of renovate it. And as we were working on it, you know, I'm the painter in the family and you got time on your hands. So I started to just jump into podcasts. Michael Blanc was a big influencer. He's a Christian like we are. He cares about his tenants. He, you know, likes to do good through his properties, which is kind of our motto too. And so we just absorbed as much as we possibly could. Still thought, oh, we can't do this. That just seems so bigger than life to go and start buying large apartment complexes. But then an opportunity came, and this is where he comes in.
Yeah, the opportunities, we're talking about Las Vegas, right?
No, like just the RE Mentor.
Oh, the RE Mentor. She was still teaching. She was in the last weeks of her teaching career in 2019. And I was out working on one of the apartments in the triplex. I had the radio on. And on comes this advertisement. And the tagline was, do you want to learn how to make a lot of money by investing in apartment complexes? And we have been talking for a long time about doing just that very thing. We're in a small town here, south of Minneapolis, so there aren't a lot of opportunities here. So we went to the introductory meeting up in Minneapolis and listened to them give their sales pitch and thought, well, we should check this out.
Very cool. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I think that that growing and expanding, there's so many things can come together. And I find that people often start somewhere in real estate and then it continues to evolve, right? As you learn more, gain more experience, make more connections and see where it is that you really want to fit in the real estate space. So you guys are focused on multifamily now, right? I mean, multifamily, specifically apartments, not any other asset classes.
For the time being, that's...
Okay, yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's great to specialize. And I'm just curious, what kinds of properties do you like to purchase and in what markets are... I mean, you don't have to give away any secrets, but I'm curious if you could speak to that.
Sure. No, so Ken was mentioning we have some properties in Las Vegas through some other partners that we connected with through RE Mentor. I mean, that's been a fantastic experience. I mean, the rent growth out there has been 30%. We've actually been able to sell one already. We still have two. One's in the middle of being sold right now, and one's on a master lease. So it's just been great. And a couple of those properties out there are kind of have a social impact element that we like. One is serving veterans, and we have two children that are active military right now. So that's on our hearts. And it's just, it's wonderful how it's going out there. And this is a relatively small complex. And then we have one where...
Can I just ask a question about that one? So how do you have a property that serves vets? Because I mean, obviously there's like fair housing laws and stuff. So does there some kind of program that you are using? I'm not familiar.
Yeah, this property was purchased with a master lease already in place. The program is called U.S. Vets. It's a national program. It works to place veterans who are homeless into living quarters and then works to get them trained up in some type of a trade or something they can use when they get back out in society. So they also, the nice thing is they supply an on-site supervisor, if you will, who knows everyone and kind of helps make sure that everybody's moving in the right direction.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, that's just amazing because obviously that's just such a tragedy that, you know, happens to so many of our vets with like, you know, just the impacts of going, being active duty and going to war, et cetera. So yeah. So what did you say about what the supervisor helps them, like how they transition, they prepare them? I'm sorry, I kind of missed that.
They make connections to educational programs. They check in on the residents. They try and help communicate between residents and their families if they have any. They just sort of
job training.
Yeah, job training. Just think of it as a companion. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so cool. And so are you getting market rate rents for those units? Just curious.
So when we took the property over, they had a 5-year master lease in place. So the master lease, so now we've been in it for 2 years. It is coming up due this summer, which then we'll renegotiate to come to current market rents with the organization. And then we love having them in place. So we hope that it will work out again and do another master lease for the next 5 years.
Okay, very cool. That's awesome. And just curious, are there any sort of property management challenges with that property or does the supervisor kind of handle it?
So for those of, you know, some of the listeners, a master lease is where they basically take care of the property completely. We handle any large repairs, structural things that need to be done, plumbing, heating, et cetera. But for the most part, they are completely in charge of that space, self-contained. So a master lease can be a great benefit like it is in this regard. And then sometimes lenders think a master lease is not. Kind of depends on your population and how it's mm-hmm. run. But being that that's a national program, they have everything under control.
Yeah. So to further enhance what Rachel said, they place the residents in the units. The organization pays for the rents. If there's a problem, a mechanical problem, roof is leaking, windows are broken, then they circle back with our management team to have a contractor come and take care of those things.
Okay. Yeah, totally. Very cool. Well, that's great. So that's one of your social impact projects. And you're talking about, you were just about to mention the second one.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So across the street, actually. So our partners live out there and they do the asset management on those properties. They have two other properties besides the one I'm about to mention, and that's a 24 unit. And that one is 6 fourplexes mm-hmm. in the little compound. In one of their properties had tested out a program that helps the transition from some people coming out of incarceration into an educational program that then helps them in place, getting job placement, and then just natural daily, everyday life acclimation, basically. So we are doing one fourplex of the 24 units under that program as well.
Okay. That's so awesome.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.